la vida no se detiene cuando te enfermas. Las vacunas contra las enfermedades respiratorias pueden protegerte para que juegues con tu compañero fiel. Según tu edad y tu salud, podrían recomendarte vacunas contra la gripe, el COVID-19, el VRS o la infección neumocócica. Vacunarte puede ayudarte a seguir en el juego. Infórmate en cdeep.org/es/vacunas-protegen. Presentado por The American Lung Association y CBIP, combatiendo enfermedades respiratorias infecciosas.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. You know that feeling when you're just trying to navigate your day, but suddenly it feels like everyone else is tugging at you in a million different directions. Like a human piñata, just waiting for someone to start swinging. We've all been there, right? In today's world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and constantly pulled in too many directions. Between work, family, friends, social media, the news, it's enough to make your head spin. That's why we're diving deep into something super important: creating healthy boundaries for a peaceful mind. It's not about being selfish or shutting people out, it's about protecting your energy and ensuring you have space to recharge, grow, and truly thrive. Let's get real. Boundaries are like the invisible fences around our lives, defining what we're comfortable with and where we need some space. They help us protect our time, energy, emotions, and even physical safety. Think of it this way. If you don't set boundaries, you're basically an open invitation for anyone and anything to waltz into your life, whether they're welcome guests or unwelcome squatters. So how do we build these boundary fences? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. Number 1. Know your limits. It's all about self-awareness, fam. What drains your energy? What makes you feel resentful? Identifying those red flags is crucial. Maybe it's constant phone calls after a certain hour, or taking on too many commitments at work. Number 2. Communicate clearly. Don't beat around the bush, be direct and assertive about what you need. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, clear communication saves time and heartache in the long run. Think of it like ordering fruit at a restaurant. No one wants to play guessing games with their meal. Number 3. Practice saying no. This is huge, people. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you empowered. It shows that you value your time and energy. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so prioritize your needs first. Number 4. Set realistic expectations. Let's be real, we can't do everything for everyone all the time. Be kind to yourself and set achievable goals. If someone asks you to take on something that feels overwhelming, it's okay to say, "I'd love to help, but I'm already stretched thin right now." And finally, number 5. Consistency is key. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing, they're an ongoing practice. It takes time and effort to establish them, so be patient with yourself and keep reinforcing those limits. Remember, you deserve peace of mind, and healthy boundaries are the key to unlocking it. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in different directions? Like you're trying to juggle a million things at once? Maybe your phone is buzzing non-stop, your inbox is overflowing, and there's a constant stream of requests from friends, family, and colleagues. It can be overwhelming, right? I know I've been there. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be this way. Imagine this. You're at your favorite cafe, sipping on a delicious latte, enjoying some peace and quiet. Suddenly, someone asks you for a favor, something that would totally derail your relaxed vibe. Instead of saying yes out of obligation, you calmly explain that you're focusing on catching up on work right now and would be able to help them at this time. They understand, and the peace remains intact. That's the power of healthy boundaries, creating space for yourself, even in the midst of chaos. Remember, setting boundaries is not about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about taking care of yourself so that you can show up as your best self for everyone else. Think of it like this. When you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, it's harder to be patient, kind, and supportive. But when you have healthy boundaries in place, you have more energy and mental clarity to give to the people you care about. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these key takeaways today. Know your limits, communicate clearly, say no without guilt, set realistic expectations, and remember that consistency is key. Trust me, your mind will thank you. Remember, creating a peaceful mind starts with setting healthy boundaries. Take it one step at a time, be kind to yourself, and celebrate those small victories along the way. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who could use a little boundary boost. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep rocking those boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.